I'm chuffed. I lived through Football's Coming Home in 96. I was at Wembley when we spanked Holland. But it was a great, great Euros. I remember the Gaza goal. And it's a combination of, I would say, London is open, football's coming home, but also what a great way to celebrate the anniversary of the Euros. It's also, I think, great that different cities around Europe will get different group games, with the best ones coming to London.
In terms of the way the tournament's structured, are you a big fan of taking it to a number of cities? It's very different to what's been done before.
I think it's a really good idea. You know, St. Petersburg, you know, Baku, Glasgow, Bilbao, Amsterdam, all these great cities, Copenhagen, Rome, getting games. It's what a great idea. But also, don't forget, football's got this wonderful ability to bring people together, to bring cities together, to bring nations together. I think it's great.
And what does that mean for London in terms of what it's going to do for the city itself?
Well, I'm a firm believer, you know, which is shown by the evidence, that London is the sporting capital of the world. Think of the Olympics, think of Wimbledon, think of the cricket, think of the World Cup coming here in 2019. We've got the World Athletics next year, the World Para Athletics next year. You know, I'm really excited. I think, you know, what's great is not just the fact that the world will see London at its best, not just the fact that it'll bring huge revenues to our great city, but over the next 4 years, I'm hoping that grassroots football benefits. And, you know, the commitment from the FA is boys and girls, coaches, football grounds will all benefit from the semis and the final being in the greatest city in the world, London.
And you did mention your love of another club, though, elsewhere in the country. How did that happen in the first place?
Well, there's two things. Just I've got to confess, I used today as an opportunity to lobby Big Sam that I think I should be playing for England. My first cap is long overdue. I think if he took me out to St George's, he'd see what a trick London, England's missing. But look, you know, the football team you support is football team you support. Yeah. When I was little, I had the joy of watching on TV on a regular basis, you know, Dalglish, Rush, Alan Hansen, and many other great players. It was a privilege for me today to meet Sam Millian, David James, two great Liverpool greats. But this is about England. This is about us celebrating the fact that London's going to have the semis and the final in 2020. But also, you know what, I made the point today. Imagine the youngsters will be inspired by having the semis and final here. I'm hoping we'll go better than we did in 96. I'm hoping we'll go better than France did this year, get to the final and win it.